You're listening to Rocky Mountain Review on 90.5 FM at KCSU Fort Collins for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Lee Zimpel, your news director.
And I'm Tyler Weatherwax, your assistant news director, and we are the voices behind the Rocky Mountain Review news broadcast that airs every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
As always, we here at the Rocky Mountain Review strive to give you the most up-to-date, unbiased, and factual news. On today's show, CSU is offering a unique new class, and it's all about Taylor Swift.
And in local, a dangerous intersection in Fort Collins is being reworked to help reduce accidents.
Then you'll get a deep look behind the atrium and the music that happens there with Nick Salis, and more on local events with Tyler in Life and Events.
Later on in the broadcast, learn more about college campuses in the nation and their increase in protests involving the Israel-Hamas war. And with that, we'll get started with campus news. Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax, and this is your Colorado State University campus news. Here at Colorado State University, students will be able to take a new class that focuses on one very popular music icon. The music icon Taylor Swift will be receiving her very own class, and students will be able to take it online only. Students can learn about Swift's music and impact on the current world with her influences. The course is only available during the summer. And another interesting aspect of the class is it will be focusing on learning in Spanish. The class is a level 300 class with only room for about 20 students. So the requirements to enter this course may be very specific, but depending on the interest in the course, the university may expand courses on Taylor Swift. This story comes from CBS News. CSU recently had a democracy summit, which saw students come together and engage with one another for democracy. The democracy summit was the first that the university hosted and saw many speakers, from comedians to more. The event acted as a way for students to think deeply about their place in democracy and the event, even at the university level. Colorado already has very high youth voter turnout, but events like these could add to that statistic. Many questions and topics were brought up at the event, with one of the biggest being the changes of the U+2 law in Fort Collins, which has impacted students of CSU greatly for many years. The story comes from Rocky Mountain PBS. That'll wrap it up for your CSU campus news. Coming up now is Lee with your local news. Learn more about how the city in Fort Collins will soon be improving one of its most dangerous intersections and more.
In local news, a new procedure to treat a condition that causes an irregular and rapid heartbeat is now being offered across Colorado, and it first started in the Front Range. This month, UC Health doctors in Loveland successfully conducted the new procedure for the first time in Colorado history. The procedure is supposed to treat a condition called atrial fibrillation, or AFib for short. Medical experts often have their eyes on AFib because it's one of the most common heart rhythm disorders in the U.S., and experts are bracing for a surge in the number of cases. It's believed that over 10 million Americans will be diagnosed with AFib by the year 2030. With cases of AFib on the rise, experts have been trying to find treatments that are less invasive than what's been done for years. The most common way to treat the condition is either by burning or freezing targeted cells in the heart, but the danger is that oftentimes other cells not causing the AFib would also be damaged. So this new procedure aims to more accurately target those problem areas in the heart and lower the casualty damage. Dr. Amar Trivedi with the UC Health's Medical Center of the Rockies says the new procedure spares nearby important tissue around the heart by putting a catheter inside the heart, which is used to send big electric pulses in a short period of time. Dr. Trivedi reached out to a Northern Colorado man who was diagnosed with AFib to say that he could be the first person in the state to be treated with the new procedure. The man, named Carrie Pabst, agreed to give it a shot and officially got that title. The procedure so far seems to have worked well, and doctors say the recovery process is also easier and faster than the freeze-burn treatment. Pab says when he woke up afterwards, he felt good and that he feels happy and better with the results. As technology to better treat AFib becomes more available, Dr. Trivedi says people who experience symptoms should get professional help as soon as they can. He says those who treat their symptoms earlier on have better success treating it in the long run. Here are some of the symptoms of AFib to be on the lookout for. It's irregular heartbeats, rapid pounding or fluttering feelings in your heart, lightheadedness, extreme tiredness, shortness of breath, and chest pain. The story was based on reporting from CBS News. The city of Fort Collins says one of its most dangerous intersections is College Avenue and Trilby Road. This week, a project hoping to make it safer was launched, and it starts with getting rid of nearby trees. That marks the start of the first phase of this project, and the city says, for now, traffic should not be too impacted by the work. But the second phase will start over the summer in June, and the rest of the project could take about 10 months to finish. The city says that's when the project will start really affecting the traffic in that area. The entire project is a $12 million effort to make the College and Trilby intersection safer, and it'll bring some pretty big changes to the lay and look of the road. The city says it plans to add more turn lanes on both College and Trilby to add more room for bikes and pedestrians and to improve accessibility of sidewalks and crosswalks. If you want any updates about the project for the sake of understanding what to expect with traffic, you can find project updates and other information online on the official City of Fort Collins website. And lastly, Larimer County Police are investigating after a person was found dead near a car that veered off the road and into the water at Horsetooth Reservoir. Officials found the body Thursday morning last week. A Colorado State Patrol spokesperson says investigators think the person died from exposure to cold and not from injuries related to the crash, but says that those are assumptions that are not official yet. As police investigated the scene last week, the nearby Larimer County Road 38 was shut down both ways as firefighters and dive rescue teams recovered the submerged car from the water. Officials say they were looking for any other possible victims, but they did not find anyone else, and the car was empty. The car was a Nissan SUV, and investigators say it leaked fuel and other fluids into the water, but hazmat crews worked to clean it up. The investigation is still underway, and officials still do not have any solid conclusions about how the car ended up veering off the road. Information about exactly where the body was found has also not been given. So far, State Patrol says the body is of a 20-year-old man, and as police continue their investigation, the Larimer County's coroner's office will release more information later on. That's all I have for local news. My name is Lee Zimpel. We're going to take a break. Then when we come back, you'll hear from Tyler for Life and Events.
Aggie Theater presents Olive Klug on April 27th with June Henry and Blake Rouse. The contemporary folk singer Olive Klug combines modern lyricism with classic folk sound. For tickets and information, visit z2ent.com. KCSU thanks the Aggie Theater for their underwriting support. You told me there were
fairies. Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with Life and Events. If you've ever been to Main Street USA and the Walt Disney Parks, you may have felt a little at home. That's right, part of Main Street USA in the famous amusement park was actually partially based on Fort Collins' very own Old Town. Harper Goff, who was one of the Main Street designers for the Main Street USA, was born in Fort Collins, and evidence has shown that he showed photos of Fort Collins to Walt Disney to act as inspiration for the famous theme park. This story comes from Fox 31. Tomorrow at the Laurie Student Center is a celebration of the over half century year old Student Center. The Laurie Student Center turns 62 tomorrow, and there will be a celebration to honor the building. The event will feature live music from the CSU basketball band, birthday cake for the Laurie Student Center, and more. If you want to stop by for more for the celebration, it will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Laurie Student Center and in the plaza. As for some music happening tonight is some jazz music located at Griffin Concert Hall at the University Center for the Arts is John Gordon, who will be playing the saxophone. The Jazz Ensemble concert will be tonight at 7:30 p.m. And tomorrow night you can catch David Morris at the Aggie Theater. Morris is a country singer and songwriter, as well as a rapper who is originally from West Virginia. With recent success since his debut album in 2020, the artist has now made his way to Fort Collins to perform tonight. Once again, Morris will be at the Aggie Theater tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Coming up now is Nick Salis with our feature story on a review of the local venue, The Atrium.
Just off the northeast corner of campus, tucked away in an alley off Laurel Street, there stands a building named The Atrium. It's a multi-purpose venue that hosts open mic nights, local artist bazaars, and full-blown concerts. Wednesday, April 17th, two local bands came back from touring across the country to perform at The Atrium.
Hello, I'm Nina.
I'm Laura.
I'm Eric.
And we are the Robot Tennis Club. The Atrium is one of my favorite venues in town. Love the vibes in there.
It's usually poppin', which is really fun. They have good bands play.
The crowd was amazing, full of all familiar faces, my roommates, crowd of loved ones. My personal highlight was when I dropped my drumstick, and I was really scared for a second, but then I recovered, and I felt super proud of myself.
It was like a bass drop moment, for real. Uh-oh, one stick. Bam! Right on the hit, on the breakdown.
My personal moment of the time was when I forgot the second verse to arguably our most popular and famous song.
I just played so good. I've really played amazingly. And yeah, I shredded so hard. It was insane.
It's true.
Can confirm.
What's going on? We're Logan Planner. We're really happy to be here at the Atrium in Fort Collins. This is our first show back in Colorado in a long time. We've been on tour. So thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to play a new song.
I'm Ben. I play guitar and in plein air, and I sing sometimes, but not very well. We've been here a couple times, and I love what they've done with the place. Made it, you know, more open. There's a really cool energy in that room. I love it. There's always a bit of anxiety going into it that no one's going to show up because I got school in the morning and work, which, you know, you understand. But in my experience, with rare exception, it's always a blast. I mean, people need the release midweek, right? You need a break from studying. You need a break from work. You need a break from life every once in a while. So it's cool to provide that for some people. I like doing the last song that we play, Speakeasy. It just feels like an opportunity for all of us to kind of let loose and show off a little bit and just get weird with it. And I really like having that in the set. There's a great music scene here, and I hope it keeps growing. And I'm pumped for Foco MX. It's going to be a riot.
The Atrium was full of music Wednesday night. Robot Tennis Club and In Plein Air played tight, road-tested sets, and the crowd ate it up. This has been Nick Salis reporting for KCSU.
Once again, that was Nick Salis with our Rocky Mountain Review feature story. That'll do it for Life and Events. My name is Tyler Weatherwax. Stick around after the break as Lee will take you through the rise of protests on college campuses nationwide over the Israel-Hamas war, next in national news.
This is Heartfelt Bastard.
You're listening to 90 million and
million.
Five.
A bunch. KCS. Woo!
Welcome back from the break. I'm Lee Zimpel, bringing you your national news updates. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have been erupting in colleges and universities across the U.S. recently, and this week, including as recently as today, the protests have escalated to an even bigger movement. Protesters in multiple campuses have been getting arrested, and many of them could be facing charges of trespassing or disorderly conduct. On top of the arrests, multiple universities have been responding to the movement by tightening access to campus buildings and other spaces. Some campus protest hotspots are in New York, Columbia, and Connecticut. Student protests have been looking somewhat similar across the country, where protesters refuse to leave campuses and are setting up camps to ride out longer demonstrations. Tensions between colleges and students continue to grow, with concerns rising about student safety, free speech, and as many universities are quickly nearing the end of the semester, there are also academic focus concerns. As the deadly war in Gaza continues on and the death toll rises, so does the momentum and the emotion of the movement. It's been nearly 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to abortion, and now this week justices will be deciding just how far abortion bans can go when it comes to medical emergencies. There are a couple cases in progress right now that are challenging abortion, and tomorrow the Supreme Court will, for the first time, consider the possibility of exceptions to a strict statewide ban, with a case coming out of Idaho. Another case, which is still pending, also is seeking to restrict access to abortion medication. The Biden administration says in medical emergencies, hospitals need to be able to effectively treat patients experiencing life-threatening pregnancy-related issues. The Idaho case that bans abortion in the state altogether says there is an exception for life-saving abortions, but what defines a medical emergency is where the Biden administration and Idaho disagree. According to the Associated Press, doctors in Idaho have been saying that since the statewide ban was put into place, emergency care in the state has already faced some roadblocks. Since the ban was put into place back in January, 6 pregnant emergency room patients needed to be flown out of the state to be treated. Before the ban last year, Idaho only needed to fly 1 pregnant patient out of state for an emergency. The Supreme Court will be weighing what can be defined as a medical emergency that warrants abortion care tomorrow, and the justices are expected to make a decision by the end of June. That'll wrap up national news for now. Information for these updates comes from the Associated Press. Coming up, you'll get the latest stories coming out of CSU and Colorado sports with Tyler right after the break.
Listening to KCSU Fort Collins, streaming online at kcsufm.com.
Hello, I'm Tyler Weatherwax with your Colorado State Rams sports updates. The CSU softball team played their series against San Jose State on Sunday and dominated in what turned into a doubleheader. Originally planned as a 3-day weekend series, the series was made into a doubleheader on Sunday due to the snow over the past weekend. The Rams went on to win both games with scores of 16-0 and 14-0. The Rams also wore their pink uniforms for breast cancer awareness. The Rams hit several home runs in the doubleheader to win those games. And the Rams' next game is Friday against Fresno State. CSU men's basketball star Nikhil Clifford has his mind set on a bright future in sports. Clifford announced on April 17th on his X account that he was declaring for the NBA draft. Clifford averaged 12 points with 52% shooting rate. Clifford is 6'6", and players of his size and skill are often highly sought after in the NBA draft. These stories come from the Rocky Mountain Collegian. Clifford isn't the only player hoping to be drafted into professional sports. Several CSU football players are also hoping to hear their names called at the NFL draft, which starts Thursday. As of now, some of the top prospects from CSU include edge rusher Muhammad Kamara and tight end Dallin Hulker. Both players are All-Americans and hoping to be drafted sometime in the NFL draft. Contributions for this story come from Hero Sports. And Bronco fans had a wild day yesterday, and many fans are left happy, while many more are not as pleased with recent decisions made by the team. Yesterday, the Broncos announced new uniforms after over 25 years of the same uniforms, in which the Broncos won 3 Super Bowls in. The team will have a new look now moving forward, and fans were left split on how they felt about the new uniforms and even more undecided at the quarterback that they signed yesterday on the same day. Coming from the New York Jets, Zach Wilson will now be a Denver Bronco, and as the NFL draft approaches, many wonder if the Broncos will trade up for highly sought-after college quarterbacks such as Michigan's J.J. McCarthy. Only time will tell how Bronco fans will be feeling once the season kicks off this fall. That is all for sports. Coming up now is Lee with your Fort Collins weather.
Tonight we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms until about 10 p.m. And after 10, the chance will get lower, but we could still see some light rain until about 1 in the morning. We'll see a low of 39 degrees and a little bit of a breeze. Wednesday, it should start dry, but later around 3 p.m., there'll be a 20% chance of showers and thunder. Other than that, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 75 and light and scattered winds. Wednesday night, we'll have a slight chance for showers until midnight. Then it should fizzle out. We'll see a partly cloudy sky with a low of 43. Thursday is pretty likely to start up with a thunderstorm near the afternoon, and as the day moves on, we'll see more clouds move in as it heats up to a high of 75 degrees. Thursday night, we'll see more chances for showers and thunder throughout the night. It'll be breezy, and we'll see a low of 48. We'll go over the rest of the weather when we come back on Thursday at 4 p.m. Information for this forecast comes from the National Weather Service. And that is all for today. We would like to thank Damian Castile for our amazing theme music. We would also like to thank the rest of our staff here at KCSU and Rocky Mountain Student Media. We couldn't do this without you.
Finally, we couldn't do this without you, dear listener, so thank you. If you missed any part of today's show, you can find the RMR podcast on kcsufm.com under the news or podcast section. You can also find us on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching KCSU News. And with that, we'll see you next time.